Last year, the state paid nearly $1 million for legislators to fly across Alaska, across the country, and in some cases, around the world. APRN's Alexander Gutierrez reports legislative travel costs went up nearly 50% from 2012.
Over the past year, Kurt Olson has traveled out of state 10 times in his capacity as a legislator. He's gone to Boston, Denver, D.C., Kansas City, Philadelphia, Las Vegas, Atlanta, and Nashville. He's also had to bust out his passport twice. Once for an Arctic policy meeting in Reykjavik, Iceland, and once for an energy meeting in Banff, a Canadian resort town.
At that point in time, it was the coldest place in the world, not just North America. It was 40 or 42 below for 3 days, so I don't think anybody would accuse me of having gone on a junket on that one.
All told, the Kenai Republican racked up a $40,000 travel bill, making him the second most traveled person in the legislature. Usually he's closer to the middle of the pack.
I was not expecting to be as high as I was. But if I could justify him, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
Olson says he can point to four bills he's working on that are the direct result of his travel. Kansas City was for the annual Council on State Governments conference. Nashville was for the National Conference of Insurance Legislators, which is relevant to Olson because he chairs the House Labor and Commerce Committee.
Two of the other meetings were generally workers' compensation. At least two were related to Obamacare, which I am involved in. And none of the meetings were offered in Alaska.
Mike Chenault is the Speaker of the House, and any member of the Majority Caucus has to go through him if they want travel reimbursement. In many cases, he's inclined to give it, especially if it involves travel within Alaska or if it has a serious policy bent.
Knowledge is never a bad thing. And, if we just stayed here, we wouldn't know what was going on elsewhere.
In 2013, the House Majority Caucus spent over $500,000 on travel. That's up $200,000 over the year before. Chenault thinks the increase happened for a few reasons, like airfare going up and lawmakers having more time to travel because it wasn't an election year. But this year, there might be less interest in travel for financial reasons. The state is looking at a $2 billion revenue shortfall, and Chenault says that will be on his mind as he makes travel decisions. But it won't be the only factor. His counterpart in the Senate, Charlie Huggins, has similar feelings.
It will have bearing. Yes, it'll have bearing. But in the same token, you can't become an isolationist.
Huggins says if multiple people want to go on a trip, he might ask them if their attendance is absolutely necessary. Last year, 20 out of 60 lawmakers went to D.C. for Energy Council, 17 went to Las Vegas for the Council of State Governments, and 6 went to Iceland for the Arctic Energy Summit, all on the state's dime.
You know, my technique is not so much yes or no, it's about reconsider. Think about it. People generally speaking are frugal.
But other lawmakers in the Capitol have different definitions of frugal. Les Guerra is an Anchorage Democrat, and for the past 2 years, he's been at the bottom of the travel list. He jokes it hasn't helped his frequent flyer status.
I'm definitely not MVP gold.
Where the average lawmaker spends about $16,000 on travel, Guerra's reimbursements amounted to just $1,300. That covers his ticket to and from Juneau for the session and another ticket for him to get to a constituent meeting in Anchorage.
Apart from those two trips, I just haven't seen any need to spend state money to go travel.
Combined, the House minority spent a little over $50,000, a tenth of what the majority spent. Guerra says that even if he had greater access to travel funds, he doesn't think he would use them.
I can learn about legislation here. I know that we charge too much in terms of student loans, double what the federal rate is. I don't have to travel to find that out. I know we've laid off 600 teachers in the last 6 years. I don't need to travel to find that out or how to reverse that trend. I can figure that out living in Alaska and staying in Alaska.
Guerra doesn't begrudge other members their travel, though. In his career as a lawmaker, he's taken 2 out-of-state trips, and he says he got a lot of information out of them. He just thinks if the state's going to be paying for him to go somewhere, it better get a lot in return. In Juneau, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.